Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop, spyglass is going. And what's going on up there, Larry? Can you see through all the thunderstorms, lightning, and heavy winds?
Yeah, I have to keep wiping those lenses off.
Yeah. You guys down there seem to really get the bad weather. Today we did get some sunshine, so we can't complain up here. I wanted to read something from Daniel chapter 8 as we get into this thing, because there's something really, really, how do I say, evil this way cometh, I guess. Now, this is Daniel chapter 8, starting with verse 3. Listen carefully to what Daniel says. Excuse me. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram, which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I want you to remember what maybe is going on in Iran right now. It appears there's been a coup. I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran into him in the fury of his power. Now, remember it says don't touch the ground. This is an aerial attack for the most part. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast down to the ground and stamped upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. And out of them came a fourth little horn, which waxed exceedingly great towards the south, towards the east, towards the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. That's where he goes into the temple and declares himself God. And by him was a daily sacrifice taken away, and the place of the sanctuary was cast down. We are rapidly, rapidly moving into this phase right now. We got some good news, bad news, I guess, on that. Before we get going, Larry, you had something about Bible code, a new Bible code that Barry had developed. What is that?
Yeah, it's a very interesting Torah code that Barry Rothman did today, actually, May 10th. And he titled it North Korean Ship Wise Honest Seized After Missile Test. And, of course, we know the news. And he says the Korean theater is now heating up fast. That's according to Barry. And here's the wordings in the matrix, Stuart. And I, you know, I know the, you know, for a North Korean ship to be named the Wise Honest, you would think, what are the odds of that being in the Torah? But it's there. I'll read it off here. It's 8 that I've got in the matrix. Number 1, Wise Honest. Number 2, Korea. Number 3, Coal. C-O-A-L. Number 4, ship. Number 5, missile. Number 6, test. Number 7, sanctioner. Number 8, and the USA. So basically, Stuart, what you've got there is a Torah code, you know, in the very far past that was written, that had in it the name of this Korean ship and what type of ship it was, a coal ship. And how that during, you know, about a missile test that was going on in Korea, and that the sanctioner and the USA seized the ship. I mean, you can't hardly put it together better than that.
Yeah, obviously the sanctioner is Trump. And, yeah, that's fascinating. So I know a lot of people poo-poo the Bible codes, and they think it's occultic, and they think it's satanic or whatever you want to call it. Actually, the Bible codes, for those who are not totally aware, is simply mathematics. That's all it is. It's mathematics. I've got a book called Theomatics. People ought to really get a copy if they can find it. It proves the mathematical continuity of the Bible from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, the end of Revelation. No human being could have done that. The Bible was written over 1,200 years by different people, some of which didn't know each other at all. It's written in different languages, and yet those languages all have a mathematical equivalence, and it's all mathematics. It's mathematically laid out. And why people disregard all that is the rebellion that's deep within the human soul. It's denial. We just cannot fathom that we're fallen and that we're in trouble and that we need a redeemer. It offends the haughty spirit. It offends the arrogant inner, I guess you could call it inner core heart. The Bible calls it the hidden heart, the hidden man of the heart. And it's just too bad that people think that the Bible codes are part of that. It's strictly mathematics. That's how it works. Am I wrong there, Larry?
Oh, no, that's absolutely mathematics. One of the greatest Israeli mathematicians, really, I suppose, that ever lived is Eliyahu Rips. It came out of Russia, and he really went into the codes, and he's the one that told me they're also not only mathematical, they're multidimensional.
Yeah, and I think what this boils down to is that people, and I get emails from people saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing the Bible codes, you know, and blah, 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 blah. Well, unfortunately, folks, if it's mathematically proven, I'm going to accept it. You cannot use, as Larry has found out for the most part, they cannot be used so much to predict. They can be used to find out after the fact, and you know what questions to ask. And then it reveals it. So, and I think that's what Barry was doing. He's actually verifying an incident that already took place. And there it is, right there for everybody to see. And we're going to get into North Korea because there's something going on there, as we have warned before. That this is something cooking over there that America is going to be very sorry that they trusted little Kimmy and his little firecracker missiles. They aren't going to be little firecracker missiles. In fact, when we get into this later on in the news part, we're going to find out that Russian fingerprints are all over some of this new stuff that he's launching. And it could be kind of nasty. Anyway, Larry, you've got some headlines here that you put out on your post. Let's just go through them real quick. Headline, Big Sunspot AR-2740 erupted with a C7 category solar flare on the 9th. And radiation from solar flare quickly ionized top of Earth's atmosphere, causing shortwave radio brownout worldwide. What's that about? Is this a new kind of a CME operation we're looking at?
Well, it's really, really interesting, Stuart, because the Space Weather and NOAA report just before that flare, let me read it real quick. It says sunspot AR-2740 breaking apart with magnetic canyon forming between sections, type of action called a light bridge, heralding the breakup of a sunspot with jets of plasma shooting from the chasm. AR-2740 has a long, dark filament snaking in the region, and of course you could see it in my image I posted. And they said this is shocking in a solar minimum. And then it was right after that when this C7 category flare erupted, and we got radiation just almost immediately from that eruption. So really, they don't know how to categorize or really figure out what the sun's doing, because it shouldn't be doing this in a solar minimum. But it is.
Well, I shouldn't laugh, but for a long time, I've often thought science will be at a loss to explain almost everything that's going on, because they have forgotten the God factor. They have forgotten that the Lord runs his whole thing and he can tweak it any way he wants. The laws of physics can go outside the window and be tossed away, and a whole new branch of physics could be brought in, and what would we do about it? Nothing. Here's another one on this 2740. It says, last month, sunspot AR-2740, this is the same one, I guess it's gone around, strafed Earth with loud shortwave radio bursts, and it's doing it again. May 6 was an incredible day of strong solar radio bursts, including one of the strongest of the current solar cycles, reports Thomas Ashcroft. Now, what they said was, this is, again, something brand new. Never seen anything like it. Not weird. So, anomalous behavior, I guess, categorizes that, doesn't it?
Well, it's what's interesting, too, Stuart, is the fact that they have no idea, they say, what's causing this activity that should not be happening, except we are aware of a reported interloper in our solar system. That we've even seen images, Stuart. There is something out there close to the sun.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no question there's something there. And, you know, the Lord can play games with humanity just like the UFO little aliens can play games with humanity until the whole thing is ready to be revealed. But, folks, that sun is going to get dangerous. Don't forget the BOP sun disease. And the bots, a lot of people poo-pooed the bots. But I don't know how he did it. And I got a feeling that Deep State was probably involved in one way or another with the researcher. They stole it from him. But where they could interpret language changes. And part of that language change was sun disease that was coming, and it was going to get very dangerous for people. And I think we've entered that area. So when you go outside, dress up, wear a hat. Don't be running around out there with nothing. And anybody that would look at the sun, now it is so bright. I mean, it is really bright. And actually, in some days, it can burn you. How's your UV index down there? Must be getting up there again.
Well, it's been running extreme, even with the cloud cover. It's been running anywhere from 9 to 11, so we're really high. And, of course, we're all aware of the Philippines. It was getting, like, what, 16?
Yes. Yeah, that's beyond pale, I guess, really. Okay, now I want to get down here to I think I'll start with a sort your fall. Now, everybody knows that you take all this with a grain of salt, but a lot of times it comes true. And this ties in to what's going on militarily. So I want to read part of this. Heart-stopping news, Security Council report, says that President Putin's vow this morning to continue strengthening Russian military defenses is needed in light of President Trump having just accused his National Security Advisor, John Bolton, of trying to start a war against Venezuela without his knowledge, a fearful fact placing into stark relief that Trump may not be in full control of his own military forces. And I've heard that one before, that he isn't in total control, and I guess we've got some proof of it. And as further exampled by Trump's former White House Chief of Staff, retired U.S. Marine General John Kelly, having just issued a threat stating Trump's family needs to be dealt with. A frightening statement for any former career U.S. Naval officer to make, because U.S. Marines are part of the U.S. Navy, against a sitting civilian president. And it comes at the same time the U.S. Navy also shockingly fired its top non-commissioned officer, Command Master Chief Jones Charter, because he jokingly asked his sailors aboard the USS Harry Truman to clap like you're at a strip club when Vice President Mike Pence visited their warship, but who's apparently in rebellion. U.S. naval forces have just been met by Trump's former National Security Advisor, retired U.S. Army General H.R. McMaster, who just warned that the rebellious White House officials surrounding Trump have now become a danger to the Constitution. A danger U.S. Army Chief of Staff Mike Milley is prepared to meet by his ordering deployed this week highly specialized U.S. Army military forces that could only be likened to assassination teams, who now join the U.S. Army forces preparing to put under siege rebellious American cities. Now, this sounds totally bizarre, but what do you think, Larry? We know we've had, in because of the Russian military flyovers, you know, on the open skies treaty, that they reported intense military movements within the internal areas of the United States, and we've got videos, we've got all kinds of stuff proving that. Nobody knows what or why. Is it possible that we're going to have a military takeover, particularly if we get into war? Go ahead.
Well, we do know that the Navy, you know, quite a bit of the Navy has been rebellious towards Trump, and we do know that a lot of his orders apparently have not been followed to the letter at all. There's been a lot of there's a lot of deep state, and also Muslim Brotherhood embedded into a lot of the military, especially in the Pentagon. And so, but, you know, I look at Sucker Fall kind of when, you know, I kind of balance it. I you know, put a little salt on my tongue, and I read Sucker Fall, and I'm aware of the FSB, if you will, connections. You can read them almost, but it's not all propaganda and lies. There is truth in there. And one of the things I was thinking, too, was remember back Drudge Report was carrying headlines of many, many lines of aircraft that were going into hostile territory, doing drills, like Arizona and California and some of those regions. And I saw something the other day that was rather interesting. It said that matter of fact, I sent you a link to a report by Dave Hodges today saying that the fifth columns were pretty much ready to go. And captured a few of them. And if that's true, we may be doing behind the scenes what the Sucker Fall article is reporting, but maybe it's to counter the fifth column rising up, which could be very close.
I think so. I mean, there's no question that the Bible talks about a fifth column operation. It also says that we try to put it off, but we're not successful. I think you'll find that in Isaiah. We wait too long. And America goes down. The Lord told me years and years and years ago that America was going down and it was not going to be healed at all. Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I was kind of shocked with my ear when I was listening to Lou Dobbs earlier, because he was advised today, and this is May the 10th. This is the first time I've heard it from a Fox News source, Fox Business now, not regular news, but business. That source said that Americans need to be aware that the United States does not have a functioning government at this present time, that what they're watching is an illusion. We simply don't have a functioning government.
Well, you don't. I mean, if Trump gives an order and everybody just thumbs their nose at him, you don't have a functioning government. Or if Congress asked for something and the deep state decided they didn't want to do it, you don't have a functioning government. That's also part of the prophecies, that the government basically implodes upon itself, which is a malfunctioning government. It can't do what it's supposed to do. And so when you couple this with some of the other reports that we have reported on from time to time, it looks like that there's a big fight going on between deep state and the right and the radical left. And this is a fight to the death. And as to who's going to actually win and how this is going to go down, I don't know. They mentioned QAnon, secretive U.S. military intelligence unit called QAnon, got Trump to run in the 2016 presidential election and subsequently helped remove corrupt deep state officials from positions of power. That threw Dr. Corsi into a battle with special counsel Robert Mueller, whom he refused to even talk to, and the Security Council also revealing that the unmistakable power of QAnon forced even the leftist Time magazine to name it as one of the top 25 most influential so-called people on the Internet 2018. Now, I don't believe QAnon because of what they've done, and they've repeatedly been wrong. So after a while, you just don't believe it. But I think they're running a PSYOPs operation on the American people. The deep state long ago, if you want to call them global deep state, which I do, said that they wanted to form a, I guess you could call it, revolution. Now, how they start it, who knows? But if the fifth column operation is here, that's probably how they're going to start it. And that gives the government no choice but to declare full martial law, a full clampdown, and then the fun begins. So I just thought it was kind of interesting in view of the wars or rumors of war now that we're starting to get. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention real quick that, interestingly, Dan Garden, who actually we couldn't even get it on YouTube or Vimeo, his interviews that we did with him, but, he's recently said he wrote some books about warning about the fifth column and the terrorists coming across the border, southern border. And then he actually come to the point where he said, I have to move now. I'm leaving. So he left California, and he moved. And ironically, Stuart, and I wanted to say this, is the fact that I find myself suddenly having to move. And listen, this goes out to all those people that I can't thank personally, but I really thank God for every single one of them, because it appears that now we have some moving money that has come in. And we believe that possibly now, and I talked to you today, Stuart, the Lord has focused us in on a house that we can move into fairly quickly. And I thank God for every single one that felt led to send us something to help us, because we could not have done it without some help. Now, when the hard part starts, now we got to move shortly. But, you know, and the reason I say that, Stuart, is that apparently I'm not exempt. I've been on shows before, remember, saying, telling people that maybe the Lord's moving you out of harm's way. But
yes.
Here I am having to actually do what I say.
Yeah. Well, the Lord knows what he's doing, and he knows where to put his people that are his, and there's going to be some upheaval, folks, and you're just going to have to be ready for it and hope that the Lord, you know, that you're under the cover of the wings of the Lord, and he's going to take care of it. But I tell you what, the apostate Christians are going to be in a lot of trouble, because the first judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And we can call that the church, and we can call it the apostate church. And we can call that the TV evangelists and all those people out there. They're making millions and millions of dollars. And it's not that they don't do good work, like Franklin Graham's, what does he call that, purse thing that he gives?
American purse.
Yeah, and, you know, they give millions of dollars away in their works. But the Lord said in Luke, you passed over judgment and love. And that's a direct warning to people, but I don't think they're going to get the clue on what that actually means. They should look it up. Anyway, getting back to the war and why this thing from Sort Your Fall might be more true than not. Billion-dollar fleet destroyed with one missile. Iran cleric threatens to sink U.S. carrier. Now, we have had some visions about that. I remember I think it was a lady that had a vision several years ago, maybe as many as 5 or 10 years ago, where she saw an entire carrier group with the support ships as well, all sunk. She didn't know where it was. She just saw them sunk. And you emailed me, Larry, a vision of someone that more or less said the same thing.
Yeah, and Stuart, Brother Bob, a real close friend of Alex Cuppett, you know, he worked at the Pentagon.
Yes.
He also, at least 10 years ago, had a vision of a carrier group that was sank. And by the way, this is hot news, and we can report it a little later, but we have satellite images now. They are moving. Iran is moving hypersonic missiles towards the region of, you know, the Hormuz. So they're planning, you know, if need be, they can sink some of these big ships.
Oh, yeah, they could sink them pretty easy. I mean, really. I'm not so sure that a carrier group is, it's the kind of like sitting ducks. And let me run down here to the latest. USS Abraham Lincoln and its strike group successfully transits the Suez Canal. That's from Hal Turner, I believe. The United States Navy aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and its strike group. Now, this is what's worrisome. Don't we have two carrier groups over there now?
Well, we may have three. If you'll remember, there was some intelligence came in through Israel that indicated we had two carrier groups in the Mediterranean. Now, the USS Abraham, according to all information, just exited the Suez Canal into the Red Sea.
Wow. Anyway, it says the mighty warship and her gallant crew are en route to the Persian Gulf area to make certain global shipping can safely transit the Persian Gulf. Now, you might say, well, we've heard all this before. They're doing this and they're doing that. What is the latest here on that coup? Soft coup, this is from Hal Turner, and I guess there's really no way to totally vet this, but I watched something very interesting on TV last night. They were not talking about the president of Iran. They were talking about Soleimani. why would they do that unless he's in control now? And remember going back about to Daniel 8, what did it say? It said a lesser one rises up rapidly to become the top. And I'm wondering if that's not Soleimani. And didn't... go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to comment. Remember some prior interviews the last few years, Standeo zeroed in considerably on Soleimani in the last days and said, keep your eye on him. And, of course, Salman and Saudi Arabia, too. But he said he had not ruled out Soleimani being a huge figure. And it appears, if the data is right, that Soleimani and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is their military basically, has done a coup and has sidelined the president of Iran, Rouhani, who has just made an observer. Now, they've taken total power in Iran, and maybe one of the reasons they had to do that was the fact, Stuart, and I know you probably hadn't had time to follow it, but I followed a lot of detailed information about Iran, and they were having a lot of people with trouble with the people. They were having uprisings, they were having protests, and a lot of problems. And so somebody with a strong hand apparently had to take over. So they have, if this is true, it could be very interesting that Soleimani may be in charge of a considerable part of that Revolutionary Guard. And, you know, he's the one mastermind of the military movements that was working Syria for the Iranians.
Yep.
And remember, he was the one that wanted to missile attack Tel Aviv and parts of Israel. So he's very dangerous.
Yeah, this says intelligence sources confirmed this morning that Iranian President Rouhani. Yep, has been sidelined by the Iran Revolutionary Guard after the nuclear deal became viewed as a complete failure. While he kept his title, this is the president, he is now merely an observer, just like you said. So this means that all the military are under Soleimani. And with all the threats he's made before, now here's another headline that says, Iranian Army General goes on TV, reveals plans to missile strike U.S. bases in Qatar, I guess they pronounce it, United Arab Emirates, and Afghanistan. Now they conveniently left out Israel, but a leader in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard publicly told Iranian TV viewers on their evening news that Iran is preparing to hit U.S. bases in Qatar, the Arab blah, blah, blah. He also pointed out that the bases at Al Dafah is only 300 kilometers from Iran and said our missiles will reach these bases. Now, is this just hardline rhetoric, or are they actually literally moving all this stuff into position to actually do it?
Well, the data, Stuart, that we seem to be getting, and it seems to be being confirmed, it says Iran is moving tanks, armor, troop carriers, and heavy weapons on roads near Abadan, near Kuwait, and the Iraqi border. Now, if you'll remember, something happened, and I think it was an alert from Israel to Trump that they were about to attack the U.S. bases in the Middle East, that Iran was, and the movement had already started. And if you'll remember, Pompeo was suddenly pulled from everything he was doing in Europe and was sent immediately to Baghdad. And this is part of it. And remember, that's when a lot of military, our weaponry, started moving. So I think that probably our satellites have picked up this movement. And, you know, you got to remember, Stuart, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard have been so radical from the beginning of, remember, the Carter years, that all they want to do is destroy America, kill America and Americans.
Yeah. In the article here, this is from Turner, everyone is prepping for a response to Iran should Iran do something foolish. The Iranians at this time have not stood down, and their assets are still in a threatening posture. In fact, they're still moving them and rearming, or I guess you couldn't call it not rearming, but strengthening. Preemption is a possibility, I am told, but as of now, there is incredible nervousness in Washington and London with everyone on a hair trigger to hit Iran hard should they carry out acts against the allies or allied assets. Today, all eyes are on a small island near the Strait of Hormuz called Abu Mesa Island. As of 8:38 a.m., interesting, 11 in there, Iran is not pulling back forces. There are numerous major Iranian military movements to combat positions. Proxy militias are being rapidly armed and moving. We are looking at prep from multiple militia groups, and the Iranian military is a sequenced prep. This involved numerous groups, including Hezbollah and Houthi, I guess, along with Iranian assets in Iraq. And as I reported a few days, this is all again, there is a multi-pronged attack, if it happens, from Iraq, Yemen, Gulf, and other locations aimed at U.S. interests and U.S. forces directly. That doesn't sound good, Larry.
Well, no, that doesn't sound good at all, actually, and I think that's why we've done what we've done, and you've seen all of this behind-the-scenes movement, but what is interesting also, Stuart, I heard some of it was verified today. Remember when we were having trouble with North Korea and we sent two B-52 bombers to Guam to try to shut down, and we flew, I think, a couple of them very close to North Korea, but listen, Stuart, how serious we are here. We've sent at least five nuclear-capable B-52 bombers to the Middle East. It referenced this situation. That's five. That's a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, let alone the F-35s that went into Arab Emirates. So this could get really, really nasty real fast. Now, folks, if Iran were to try and shut down the choke point over there at the Strait of Hormuz, the immediate reaction to oil prices probably would be sky high. And if we got into a shooting war, or if they sank one of our carrier groups, you might not even be able to get gasoline. The ramifications economically to this would be horrendous. It's the ripple effects. And then we got Iran and North Korea we have to deal with, because Iran and North Korea are buddies. And you can't tell me that there has not been a lot of communications between Iran and North Korea. And I believe they might very well act in unison when this thing begins to go down. And here's another headline. U.S. blindsided by surprise North Korean missile launch. It's a major provocation. North Korea has made a surprise missile launch from an undeclared base, sending shockwaves throughout the U.S., South Korea, Japan military establishments. The launch is now being called a major provocation and brings to light yet another geopolitical crisis for the United States. According to intelligence sources in a position to know, North Korea fired a KN-15 missile, mid-range, nuclear-capable, from the Sino-Ri missile operating base at Nodong. That had never been declared by North Korea as a base, as a missile base. It also does not appear to be the subject of denuclearization negotiations between the United States and North Korea. The most serious aspect of the launch is that the United States, South Korea, and Japan had absolutely no prior knowledge that that launch was going to take place. It happened by complete surprise. So they wouldn't do that without China's approval, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And by the way, I guess you saw today that the Chinese walked out with no deal. The 25% tariffs have now gotten into effect against China. China's gone home. And by the way, as soon as that missile was fired, we seized one of the North Korea's large coal ships, which I gave you the tour code on, but it's a fact. We seized it. It's 70,000 ton ship because of it was breaking sanctions. And North Korea is extremely mad over us seizing their ship. But it appears to me that China and North Korea and Iran are all working in tandem.
Yeah, and I'm sure Putin is in the background. And go ahead. I mean, this is a snare.
I was just going to say, Stuart, and add that the fact that I think you've already got some of the data that they found now that some of the missiles that North Korea's firing are Russian.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said earlier, not today, but a couple, three, 4 months ago when we were talking about North Korea, I made mention of the fact that I thought that their technology and the missiles that were being fired were not built by North Korea. Those are imports either from Russia or from China, and they probably have weapons we know nothing about. Now, I wanted to tie this in because, okay, let's say we do go in and we get into a war over the Strait of Hormuz, or the whole thing will just go boom anyway. But North Korea being buddies with Iran could basically sort of neutralize the United States, even if it only launched a couple of nuclear missiles at a couple of our cities. And there was a prophecy about that where I'm not saying the prophecy is true, but it was two missiles that hit two U.S. cities, unnamed, but fairly large population centers, I guess, and nobody knew from whence it came. It just came out of the blue. So we're walking into a snare. Remember in the prophecies against Babylon, it says, I've laid a snare for you, O Babylon. Well, a snare is something you walk into, and when it's sprung, it's an instantaneous springing. Kind of like when the Lord said sudden destruction. If you do a word study on that, it means almost out of the blue, totally unannounced, nobody's aware of it, and boom, it's done. And that's what a snare does. You walk into it not knowing there is a snare there. And the Lord claims outright he has laid a snare for the United States. And it doesn't matter whether people believe we're Babylon or not, because we're going to go down anyway. It doesn't matter what you believe. Then we got this one, Acting Secretary of Defense canceled his European visit, canceled his Germany and Greenland visits, and Bolton also canceled any visits. And Iran partially suspends its nuclear deal, gives world 60 days to meet their demands, or nuke building resumes. What's that about? It looks like they may not even get that far.
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact I'm wondering if that 60 days is really not kind of a timeline or a warning, because there are reports from insiders. And matter of fact, talking about a summer war, Israel's talking about a summer war. Hamas is even now saying that there's going to be a major war in the Middle East this summer. And look, Stuart, this is what's interesting. Isn't summer next month?
Yeah, actually it is. I'm not sure. When do we go into that? June? Summer solstice? Yeah, I can't remember. But yeah, it says that your Iran's Supreme National Security Council statement: as of today, Iran doesn't commit itself to observing restrictions of stockpiling enriched uranium in heavy water. They already got them, I think. I think this is just rhetoric for the tribes of the earth. My own feeling is they've got all the nukes they need, and they've probably been supplied to them. After all, Russia is our enemy, China is our enemy, North Korea is our enemy, and on it goes. This is going to be a major, major conflict when it erupts. What else you got, Larry?
I was going to mention, you know, that even Bobby Ackert, that he wrote the books, the series Yellowstone, and some of the nuclear attacks and stuff. But one of his book series actually begins. He built that book around the prophecies of a surprise nuclear strike by North Korea. And then on the other hand, I was going to mention there's a new book out, and a lot of times these authors have inside information to write these books, but Joel C. Rosenberg just put out a brand new book, The Persian Gamble, which sets up a scenario where Russia supplies North Korea with Russian nukes and thereby allows North Korea to sell their very iffy nuclear weapons that they had to Iran. What do you think?
Well, this is what they do, you know, intrigue. And, you know, I don't think we'll ever know unless the Lord were to reveal the whole thing as to how all of this networking goes. But there's no question that Iran and North Korea and China are involved in all of this. And they have but one goal, and that's to topple the United States. And unfortunately, deep state is behind all this. This is all part of the matrix, folks. And speaking about the matrix, our book on frequency, we just got in the second run, and they're going very fast. So if you want them, there's a link on the Lightgate blogger to order from. It's very, very interesting. All of this stuff is within the matrix. It's all designed to keep you informed about what's happening in the matrix rather than to get you to do what you're supposed to do, which is extricate yourself from it. And we're coming up on bad times. There's no question about it. I mean, they can pull the plug on the economy anytime. If you look at the warnings of John Williams and other rogues out there, they are warning that there is really no recovery. And the figures that were being shown on TV are fibs. That's all you can say about it. They're lies. They adjust for this. They adjust for that. The real unemployment rate is astronomical. It's about 22.3%. And Trump even admitted that when he was running. And as soon as he got in the White House, all of a sudden it dropped down to 4%. So that ought to tell you something. He was telling the truth when he was running. He's not telling the truth now. And they're going to keep propping this up as long as they can. But when you have sanctions like what we're getting involved in with China and with Iran, the result of all of this is war. Here's another headline. North Korea's Kim orders stronger strike power. U.S. still open to talks. The leader of North Korea ordered its military to boost its strike capability as he directed another missile firing, state media said on Friday, as tensions grew over the tests that appeared to show development of a new advanced missile system. Isn't that kind of an interesting one? So while Donald is telling us over here that, you know, I like Kim, he's a friend of mine, what has that got to do with what they're doing militarily over there? I think they are getting ready to strike. What do you think, Larry? I mean, I'm just concerned about it.
Yeah, I think they're all positioning and getting ready. And this is just my personal opinion. People can believe it or not. I think Donald Trump knows what's coming, and I think he's doing it. He's, for the last 2 years since he's entered office, into the third year now, I think Donald Trump has been trying to jockey and move around and use verbiage that would actually keep us extricated from a major war, but he's running out of options because too many Americans want war. Our government, the deep state, wants war. We're to be diminished, Stuart. That's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, and Iran wants their war so they can have their guy run come up out of the well. You know, the world, new world leader. So everybody wants a war except the masses of the people who will be the ones who pay for it. And it's too bad that power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that's what we're watching, folks, in Washington, D.C. It's nothing but high treason. They're trying to overthrow a duly elected president. Whether you like Trump or don't like him is immaterial. He was put into office. Now they're trying to get rid of the Electoral College, which would be a total disaster for the United States. And I don't think they're going to stop. Now I understand even a Republican leader has issued a subpoena for Donald Trump Jr. If they can't get Trump himself, they'll go after his children. These people are bloodthirsty communists, and they deserve to go over to Kim. We ought to round them all up, Clapper and all those other guys. Round them up. Make a deal with Kimmy. You know, put them in their slave. Put Kim. Would you put these people into a slave labor camp? Make them work hard for 8 hours, but make them study the Constitution for the other 8 hours. And I can guarantee you, in a week. I can guarantee you in a week they would revere that Constitution, which now they're urinating on, and they hate it with a passion, and they're trying to overthrow it. You know, I was watching on Nadler and these guys, well, you know, we're trying to protect the Constitution. No, they aren't. They're shredding the Constitution. They're destroying the Constitution. They are satanically empowered with intelligence. They're using that document to destroy that document. That's what they're doing. And the American people are sitting back, twiddling their thumbs. Oh, wonderful. Let's watch the next ball game. Let's watch the next football game, baseball game. Let's cook some brats. Let's drink some beer. Folks, you're not going to be eating brats. You're not going to be drinking any beer. You're going to be on your ground, on your bellies, wishing you had done something, and you didn't. And the warnings go on deaf ears, and just like the Bible says, you can warn, and you can warn, but very few will ever listen. This has happened in history over and over and over again, and humanity never learns anything. And this is why the Lord is going to bring down the hammer, not only on America, but America first, and then the rest of the world. He has had it with the world, and he has been patient beyond anything I can imagine with humanity. And all he gets is the finger, and he gets the finger from the church as well, except for the remnant. That's not going to last much longer, folks. It's coming down. The judgments have already been here. How many hurricanes do we need? How many floods do we need? And now we're going to get earthquakes and volcanoes. And speaking about weird weather, Larry, they had 10 inches of snow up in Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know where I live. You know, I'm in Oklahoma, far south of where you are. And do you know we woke up this morning, it was 38 degrees?
Yeah, it's wild. And this is only the beginning, folks. This is only the beginning. I don't think we're going to have a good crop year. I think we're entering into the times of Jacob. The story about Jacob, you remember he went to Egypt and he was elevated almost up to the level of Pharaoh. And when his brothers went down there because of famine, they didn't really recognize Joseph as to who he was. Well, if you go in and read the story, he revealed himself and forgave his brothers for actually, I guess you could call him selling him into slavery. And he forgave them and said, you know, that was the Lord's will. But he also made something else. He said, 2 years of not a lot of food, 5 years, no food at all. And I think we're going to watch that happen once again. Joseph is actually a type of Christ, and it's a type of a future 7-year period, 2 and 5. And a lot of people don't realize that the peace accord, the Oslo Peace Accord, was a 2 and 5 year agreement. And I think that we're going to see that come to the fore again. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. You heard any more, Larry, about the Kushner's peace deal?
Well, at the moment, that appears to be really, really quiet. I wanted to swing to something different real quick to get your opinion.
Go ahead.
And I'll tell people that I've got a hard copy of your book and just mailed one off to Brother Ion in the Philippines, by the way, and it's really good. And I know you're writing on book two, and I'll maybe finished by now, I don't know, but people need to get that book and begin to read some of that information. And let me, I don't know if you saw that on my last blog post, but there's a new Yahoo News report out that I found really interesting because you and I talked about the electromagnetic spectrum. And
yes.
Let me read this headline. I've been looking into this one. It says, gravitational waves keep rolling past Earth. New cosmic ripples are detected as astronomers rush to locate their source. Now, gravitational wave alerts. In other words, they've got a system set up involving AI, Stuart. That's artificial intelligence in the computer systems to alert them to the incoming gravitational waves. And they say that the waves of light, these gravitational waves coming in, according to a Dr. Kashlawal, a Caltech professor, is lighting up the electromagnetic spectrum. So we wondered what's causing all the electromagnetic. It may not totally be the sun, because this professor says the gravitational waves are lighting up our electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah, and this is only the beginning, folks. Dr. Paul LaViolette, Earth Under Fire, wrote about that 10, 12, 15 years ago. And the danger is not only gravitational waves, but the cosmic rays. And we know from spaceweather.com that the radiation levels are increasing rapidly. I have an FAA document, I think I mentioned it before, where they're warning people to be careful about over-the-pole flights, particularly stewardesses who are and crew members, but stewardesses who are pregnant should not do that. This is going to keep increasing. And if these waves are coming through right now, these are the preliminary ripples before the big one hits. And this is kind of like Camelot Group. They interviewed LaViolette, and they said something about 2017, 18, 19. They thought that the first ripple effects would start to come, and here they are.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Larry. That's not good news either. Well, the Earth, you know, Daniel says that what's coming is worse than anything that we've ever seen. That the Earth is going to undergo something. This is why I wrote Frequency. This is not a joke. Salvation is not a joke. And people are being lied to as to what salvation actually is. That's why I wrote Frequency, and Book 2 is being edited right now. We're finishing up on the editing, and we'll have that out very soon. Anything else, Larry? We've got 60 seconds.
Well, I was on a show with Chuck and Augusto today, and they were saying that they had been in prayer and felt like the only thing holding back total disaster for this nation was that the Lord was getting his people positioned and ready for the trouble to come, Amos 3:7, and that you better get your house in order and get where you need to be before the whole bottom drops out.
Yep, I think so. And if you're not urged to move, don't. You'll know if the Lord tells you to get out. That's unmistakable. So if he's not saying anything to you, he wants you where you are. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And folks, if you haven't prepared, you better. And anyway, heads up, your redemption does draw near. We just don't know how much of this stuff we're going to have to ride through before that redemption occurs. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care. And we'll see you if anything pops. Definitely, we'll come online. Good night.